Welcome to Torii Mecha, Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rena Forman, and today we will be studying Yechezkel, Perek Lamed Daled, Chapter 34. Finally, we are up to the Nechama section of our Sefer. The destruction is behind us, and now the nation can focus on comfort and redemption. It might seem strange, then, that this comforting section of our Sefer would begin, as it does here, with words of Tochacha, rebuke. But really, even those words of rebuke are a kind of comfort, because the prophet isn't rebuking the people for their sins. He's rebuking the people's leaders for not taking care of their flock. Had they led the people better, with greater care and integrity, perhaps the Chorban could have been avoided. In our parag, we will find Yechezkel employing the metaphor of ro'im, shepherds, when he addresses these leaders. This is, of course, nothing new. Many of the leaders of our nation started out as shepherds. Think of Moshe, who Chazal say was chosen to become a leader when God saw the way he took care of the flock of Yitro. The Midrash tells us a story of Moshe carrying sheep on his shoulders when they tired. God said to him, "If you can have mercy on the sheep of a Basar Vadam, a mortal, then that's a sign for me that you are fitting to be the leader of my people, Tzoni, the nation of Israel." And David too, he was of course a shepherd, but also a leader. Tehillim describes the transition. Vayivchar b'David avdo vayikachehu mimichlaot tzon. God chose David, his servant, taking him from preventing the sheep. A shepherd's job is to care for his flock. But, as we will soon learn in our parak, the leaders in Yechezkel's time acted very differently than leaders such as Moshe and David. Let's have a look. Our parak begins with a sigh or moan about these leaders. Hoy ro'e Yisrael asher hayu ro'im otam, halotzon yiru haro'im. Oy, to the leaders of Yisrael, leaders are supposed to shepherd the flock, but these leaders, it's as though they are shepherding themselves. They look after themselves instead of looking after the flock, taking advantage of the svelt sheep, the rich people. Et achelev tochelu v'tatzemer tilbashu, eating their fat and wearing their wool. These shepherds, the leaders, misused their power in other ways too. Pasuk Dalet outlines these misdeeds, each preceded by the word lo. Etanachalot lo chizaktem. You didn't strengthen those who were hurting. Ve'etachole lo ripetem. You didn't heal the sick. V'lamishperet lo chavashtem. You didn't bandage the broken. Ve'etanidacha lo hashivotem. You didn't bring back the outcast. Ve'etaovedet lo bikashtem. And you didn't seek out the lost. Instead, what you did do was uvachoska riditem otam uvefarech. You used your power, your strength, to oppress them, similar to the avodat perech of Mitzrayim. Notice that the last sin tacked on to the list involves chosek, strength of power, just as the first one does, etanachalot lo chizaktem, you didn't strengthen those who were hurting. The bookends here are abuse of power, the leader misusing his strength. The reason a leader is strong is to protect the vulnerable, but these leaders, they used their strength to exploit the vulnerable instead. And in the next psukim, we learn what all this neglect and abuse led to. V'tufutsena mibli ro'eh, v'tiyena l'ochla l'chol chayat ha-sadeh. The flock got scattered and were vulnerable to being devoured by the wild animals of the fields. That was the fate of Bnei Israel. Their leaders failed them, and they were exiled, scattered among the nations, and there they would be vulnerable to exploitation. God says, "You caused Tzoni, my flock, to get scattered to the hills and valleys, ve'ein doresh, ve'ein mevakesh, and no one cared for them." That word doresh has a bit of a double entendre. On the one hand, in the simple pshat, it means that the leaders didn't seek out or care for their sheep and didn't attend to their needs. But it's a word that also came up in the last couple of prakim, where God spoke about how he would be doresh, he would seek out the blood of someone who died wrongly. Remember, God had even warned Yechezkel that his job is to tell the people harsh things they needed to hear. And if not, and the evil doers died, God would be doresh their blood from Yechezkel. Well, the use of that word again here in our parak seems to hint that these leaders failed to do these things. God says he will demand the blood of a victim from anyone in a position of responsibility who could have prevented their deaths. And here, the leaders failed the people and are held responsible. Now back to the parak. Therefore, God continues, because the leaders have failed, I will remove them from their position of authority. Instead, who will be their leader? Pasuk Yud Aleph tells us, Hineni Ani. God says, I will be the one. Makes me tear up. V'darashti etzoni bikartim. I personally, Hashem says, will seek out the welfare of the flock, and I will check up on them. There is that word darash again. As we pointed out, literally, darash translates as something like seek out. Until now, we have seen it used in our parak in reference to the leaders, failing lidrosh, to seek vengeance on behalf of their murdered flock. But here the word is used very differently. This time, the doresh, the seeker, is God. And there will be no need lidrosh in the sense of avenging the blood of the murdered. Instead, God will doresh, he will seek out the nation in love, in the sense of paying them a visit, so to say, just to check in on them, bikartim. The idea of God as a gentle shepherd taking care of us is developed further in Pasuk Yud Bet, harking back to the words that are familiar to us, of all places, from one of the most somber tefillot of the year, the Unetane Tokef prayer that we say on the high holidays. Kivakara ro'eh edro b'yom heyoto b'toch tzono, nifrasho kein avaker etzoni. The way a shepherd inspects his flock on the day he is among them, and they are scattered, so too, Hashem says, I'll inspect my sheep. The tone of these psukim, though, is remarkably gentle, much less frightening than the portrayal of Unetane Tokef. God here will inspect and tend to the needs of his sheep. Tzoni, my flock. It's hard to miss that milah mancha, which seems to set the personal tone in this parak. V'hitzalti ethem mikol ha-mekomot asher nafotzu bam b'yom anan v'arafel. I will save them from all the places they've been scattered to on the day of cloud and fog. Those words, anan v'arafel, recall Har Sinai, because there too, at Sinai, God had just taken us out of exile. He had just gathered us from a foreign land to bring us to our own land. In this gentle prophecy, God assures us he will do the same again. He will gather us from exile and bring us home. Ani eretzoni v'ani arbitzeim, ne'um Hashem Elokim. I will shepherd my flock and I will lay them down to rest. That's what Hashem says. Et ha'oveded avakesh, I will seek out the lost. Ashiv, I will return the outcast. I will bandage the broken. I will strengthen the sick. And the fat and strong I will banish and destroy. The idea of strength here at the end comes full circle back to the beginning. Here, in these last sentences, God strengthening the vulnerable and destroying the strong who would bully and exploit the people. It's a bookend to the way the Navi used strength at the beginning of this whole section. Yechezkel's accusation against the leaders was, Etam nachalo lo chizaktam, you didn't strengthen those who were hurting. As a matter of fact, as you read the sins of the leaders, the particular ways they exploited the vulnerable, it turns out that the vision of how Hashem will support the vulnerable here goes through each of the particularities in exactly the reverse order. The message, God will redeem the problems. He will do what the leaders failed to do. He will use his superhuman strength to help the weak and to destroy the human leaders who would misuse their own strength. And as a matter of fact, right in the center of this literary structure, we get the idea of strength again. The middle phrase in all of this is, Uvachoska riditem otam uvafarech. The leaders use chozek's force to subjugate the flock harshly. Perech. That's a word we remember from Egyptian slavery. It's as if our own leaders enslaved us, as if we were back in Mitzrayim. But those that use power for their own aggrandizement can expect to be crushed by God's much greater power, his greater chozek. The parak continues with its mashal of God as shepherd. Strangely, Pasuk Tet Zayin ends with the words, Er'ena b'mishpat. God says, I will shepherd them in judgment. Wait. Judgment? Weren't we just getting a fuzzy warm picture of God as protector, lovingly shepherding the nation? And then we hear of judgment? That doesn't seem very nurturing, does that? The truth is, our image of God as loving shepherd first got fuzzy a little earlier. That last element in this list, meant to describe God's benevolence as leader, actually portrayed God in the role of a powerful destroyer. Et hachazaka ashmid, I will destroy the strong sheep. How do destruction and judgment jibe with the picture of God that is emerging so far in our parak? Well, sometimes destruction and strength is what's needed to take care of people. Think about what things would be like in a world without judgment. Would that be a safe, nurturing world? Not really. A world in which people can do whatever they want without consequence? That would be anarchy, chaos. You see, judgment is not a contradiction to the picture of God as a nurturing caretaker. It is actually part of that picture. Enforcing law and order by destroying the chazak, the bully, that is helpful, even essential, in caring for the flock. The Navi continues with these words, Hineni shofet bein sela seh la'elim v'la'atudim. I, God, will judge between sheep, between the weak and the strong, according to Masilas David. V'yeter mir'eichem termesu b'ragleichem. The strong who trample the pastures, ruining them without even gaining any benefit for themselves, those who force the weaker sheep out. In response to all this, in Pasuk Chaf Bet, God says, V'hoshati litzoni v'lo tiyana od lavaz shafatiti bein selaseh. God says, I will save my sheep, and they will no longer be denigrated. I will do this by judging between the sheep. The nation will once again be unified, because, God says, He will appoint one ro'eh for all of them, a leader from the house of David. V'ani Hashem e'yeh lahem le'elokim, v'abdi David nasi b'tocham. God will be an Elohim for them. God will care for the nation. How? Through his name Elohim, a name that is associated with the idea of judgment. And the house of David will take on the role of leadership for the nation. God will be their shepherd in the sky, even as a leader from the house of David will be their shepherd on the ground. The arrangement works as long as there is a connection between the shepherds, as long as the king understands that he is the little shepherd and that God is the great shepherd in the sky, so to say. David understood that in what is probably the most famous chapter in Tehillim. David, the little shepherd on the ground, looks toward the shepherd in the sky, toward Hashem, and by comparison, he sees himself, David, as a defenseless sheep. Hashem ro'i lo echsar, God is my shepherd, I will not fear. He makes me lie down in green pastures. In this new world led by the dynasty of David, God says, V'charati lahem brit shalom, I will make a treaty of peace with them. The conclusion of the parak seems like an almost exact replica of an earlier text in Torah. I'll give you a hint. It is a text in Sefer Vayikra. We had our share of texts in Yechezkel that parallel Vayikra. Many of them were pretty depressing sections of the Tochacha in Vayikra. Let's look at what we have in our parak. We have a return to the Bracha section that precedes the Tochacha. In our parak, V'ani Hashem eyeh lahem le'elokim, and in Vayikra, V'hayiti lahem le'elokim. In our parak, V'charati lahem brit shalom. In Vayikra, V'natati shalom ba'aretz. In our parak, V'ishpalti chayara amin ha'aretz. And in Vayikra, V'ishpati chayara amin ha'aretz. V'oradati ha'geshem b'ito gishmei bracha yiyu. And in Yechezkel, V'natati gishmeichem b'itam. V'natan eitz ha'sadet p'ryo. In Vayikra, V'eitz ha'sadet yitim p'ryo. In our parak, V'hayu al admatam livtoach. And in Vayikra, V'yishavtam lebetach ba'arzechem. V'yashvu lebetach v'ein macharid. In Yechezkel and in Vayikra, U'shvachavtam v'ein macharid. V'hema ami be'Israel, in Yechezkel, and the analog in Vayikra, v'atem tiyu li la'am. Yes, it's impossible to miss. These are the blessings outlined in the preamble of the Tohacha in Sefer Vayikra. Earlier, when Yechezkel referenced the Tohacha, the rebuke sections of Vayikra, he was giving over the not-so-subtle message that the misdeeds of the nation reached the Tohacha level, that their fate in some way it will match the fate predicted in that harsh nevuah. But now, in this post-destruction world, God shows his nation that just as the Tochacha could come true centuries later, so can the Bracha forecast in the same sections of Vayikra. He is still there for us. He is, after all, the shepherd who is invested in the welfare of his flock and who cares for them immensely. Yes, God will use strength and judgment, but all in the service of caring for us. He will reinstate law and order, making sure that justice prevails. Fittingly, the parak ends with these words, V'yad'u ki ani Hashem Elokeichem itam. You will know that I am God. But not just that I am God, that I, the God who is Yudke Vavke, the God of compassion, is also the God you call Elohim, the God who meets out justice in the world in the service of taking care of his flock. God is one. He is itam, with them, even in times of judgment. V'hema ami be'Israel. And these people, these are my nation, be'Israel, the house of Israel. And now, toward the end of the Sefer, we hear about the house of Israel, be'Israel, as opposed to the house of rebellion, the Beit HaMeri, the term that God had used for them before in the pre-Churban world. V'atem soni, son ma'iti adamatem. You are my sheep. I will take care of you. And of course, you aren't just my sheep. Adamatem, you are my people. Ani Elokeichem, Noam Hashem Elokim. I am your God, the God of justice, so says Hashem, who is also the God of compassion. The two are really one. Thank you for studying together. Le'ilui Nishmat Riva Schwab, Rivka Bat Alexander Sender.